Hey guys, so before we get into the episode, I just wanted to say thank you for all the support. It really means a lot to me. And I've been having a lot of issues with the audio of this episode. It's kind of echoing and there are just other things that keep happening. So if you hear any issues, just bear with me while I figure it out. I didn't have any problems with the last episode, so honestly, don't know what happened. So today we're going to be covering the pilot episode of Gossip Girl.
Never finished it, but we're going to talk about it today. Never finished yeah. It. I don't know. I get bored of shows a lot where I'll really love them. I'll be in like season 6 or something. And then one day I'll put it down and never come back to it. And there's not really a reason.
That's honestly don't
ever go back to it. And then I can't pick it back up. So like, I think I stopped at one point. It was like, when they were all in college, and then Blair and Chuck were together, but it was like they were just going through like relationship struggles. It wasn't even like dramatic struggles. It was just like, but babe, I wanted to be with you.
And I'm like, okay, I hate Chuck and Blair. I'm gonna say it. And
I don't know. They were always like, I feel like they were meant to
just for like each watching other, this episode made me realize how much I hate Chuck. Oh my god. Yeah,
I forgot. I'm just gonna say this real quick.
Trigger warning for like assault.
Oh god.
Like sexual assault is gonna be talked about a lot here.
Cause I didn't hate him. Whenever I would watch it, I had like a soft spot for him. I knew he wasn't a likable character, but I didn't. Especially with all the stuff he goes through with his dad and like personal stuff, I had a soft spot for him. I was like, okay, well, this kid is clearly not okay. But I did not realize how much they wanted us to hate him,
and he was just going to be a side like villain character that got thrown away, and then everyone thought he was hot.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like,
yeah. Well, there was a bunch of things that I noticed they set up in the first episode that they completely like ditched. Okay, so the one thing I noticed I thought was very interesting, which first of all, like Blair's mom, because first of all, she was not. It's been a while since I watched it. But first of all, it's not the same person. We all know that. It's just not the same person. But also, it's like, I don't feel like her mom was that mean to her.
She was like, this is the happiest and thinnest you'll ever be. I was like, no wonder Blair was literally bulimic.
I don't remember, because later on, her mom was very, like, supportive towards her. Like, she wasn't the best mom, obviously. But she wasn't, like, I felt like that was a very toxic mother in the first episode. And they tried to make it seem like, oh, poor Blair, she's in this terrible household. I don't think that it, after that episode, was ever really bad.
There's also, like, in the first season or whatever, that, like, the photo shoot thing that happens where Blair's mom, like, doesn't want Blair to be in the photo shoot. That's something that's, like, mean that she does. She, like, invites Serena. But other than that, it's, like...
Right, yeah.
I think their relationship improves.
But most of them, yeah, it was never like, because when they did that, it was kind of mean, but it was like, she at least had a motive. I felt like the first episode was so, like, there was no reason for her to say that. She was just like, this is the skinniest you'll ever be in 5 minutes and be fat as fuck, so just live your life. Like, that was kind of mean. Yeah, I didn't know how I felt about that.
I feel like all the parents were very interesting in this episode. Like, Rufus was not... Like, yeah, he was, I feel like he was very stereotypical, like, kind of like how Vanessa's mom is.
Yeah. Yeah, his character was, like, the same, but it was just very
right.
Weird. Like, he didn't have much substance in the first episode. Also, I don't know if you noticed, but when she went to the party, Serena came back from boarding school, and the first time she saw her mother in, like, what I assumed to be months was at this party. She was like, oh, what is your sight for sore eyes? She was, and I was like, wait, y'all are, this is your reunion?
Yeah.
You didn't have, like,
and the thing is, no one knew that Serena would even be at that party. So, like, did she think she was going to see her daughter?
Yeah, like, she was like, oh, you should come to this party. He's going to be there. And then because when she got there, she was like, hey, where is he? And she was like, oh, they didn't let him out. And she was like, wait, what? Like, it seemed like she was only there for her brother, and he wasn't there. So I felt like there was some trickery that happened there.
I mean,
that
they
didn't even mentally talk about.
That's her mom for you. But speaking of Eric, I love how she just, like, walks into the rehab place, and, like, they say she's not allowed in there, and she can just stay the night. That's not how this works. Like,
Well, it was funny because they go, visiting hours are all over. And it was so funny because they, it was clearly just to, like, make the plot clear. She goes, I'm family. He's my brother.
Yeah.
And I was like, but that doesn't mean, that doesn't mean visiting, like, visiting hours are still over. You can't. I was like, that doesn't, Serena.
And, like, how did you know what room he was in? There were just so many, like. They obviously didn't show her the way over there, was, you know?
I don't even. I don't know. I feel bad because we're just roasting the show, but there were a lot of issues for the first episode. I kept on, like, thinking about it. Why was Gar so horny? Just,
like,
because I would get it if she knew that Serena was back in town and she saw it as a threat. So she was like, I need to, like, mark my territory. But she didn't know.
Maybe she did know, because it seemed like she was trying to get him to do it before he knew about Serena.
Because when they were in the room, she was like, the mom was like, oh, I'm not going to walk in. Like, conveniently, I'm not going to walk in, but I will tell you from the other side of the door that your best friend who went away for months is just here.
Also, I feel like Nate's the type of person not to just, like, stop for, I don't know. Like...
Yeah.
Especially in the first episode.
I don't know. I feel like... I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense because he,
Nate's character had so much more substance in this episode that just got, like, thrown away.
Yeah. Like, he was so multi-layered, and then now, like, after that, it was just, like, his entire person, yeah. His entire because, character like, was he had just that stupid. Whole,
I don't know how to explain it, but, like, the depth of his dad, like... wanting him to stay with Blair for the business and him not wanting to go to Dartmouth and all this stuff, like, that could have really been, like, good.
I think they planned that out really well, because that ends up, like, making sense later with his dad and losing his job and stuff.
I feel like Nate was supposed to be, like, the main guy, and then Chuck kind of swooped in and, like, took that from him, because I feel like Chuck had more of a complex character development than Nate did. He just kind of got thrown away, which is annoying, because he's hot as fuck.
Yeah, I think that they made a mistake because they started Nate off complex, like, super complex, but then they couldn't carry it. But then what they did was they made Chuck terrible, and then they realized that they didn't want him to be terrible, so he had, like, a huge character development. But it was, like, not even, they didn't even, I could tell that was not the purpose, because you don't make a likable, somebody who you want to eventually turn into a likable character.
Yeah, okay.
Attempt rape on two characters. Two main characters.
I don't remember that happening.
Well, I mean, okay, confession, whenever I actually watch Gossip Girl, I skipped the first episode because I couldn't get through it. So I just went straight to the second one and then, like, put together the pieces. So I don't think they must have not mentioned it afterwards, because I genuinely don't, I had no clue.
It was pretty graphic, like, it escalated pretty quickly. She was, like, screaming.
It was just weird. Like, I watched it and I was like, what? I don't remember him being that terrible, because that's... I don't even know. Because I remember when I watched the pilot for the first time, it was because I was talking about, like, Chuck. Like, I was like, and it wasn't like, oh man, he's so hot. Because I've never thought he was hot or anything. But it was just, like, the character was so interesting and reminded me of somebody. So I was like, I want to show you so you know what I'm talking about. Let's just watch the pilot. And he let me down. I was like, oh my goodness. I am, wow. Okay. I looked like a whole bad. Fool.
I read something online because I was crazy. Like, looking up stuff about the show before we did this, and they almost didn't cast that actor because he looked too much like a serial killer.
It was just, I feel like he keeps the creepy vibe going on for a while, but I always let it slide because he never actually acted on it. Like, even whenever he, Serena's mom married his dad, he, like, was always so weird about living with Serena. And I was like, okay, you're being weird. But I never actually cared about... I was just like, oh, you know, creepy stepbrother things. But I never thought anything of it because I didn't think that... I forgot about that. Like, if I'd remembered that,
right.
I
would have
much more to say about... Like, it would have just added a lot more to those scenes where he was flirting with her, and, like, I don't even think it counts as flirting when he's just basically saying, hey, we should hook up, and she's like, nah, and he just pushes. But I was like, oh, whatever. But
yeah, I don't
know, those are,
I don't get how that doesn't get brought
that's
up later.
Very weird. Like,
how can we just forget? I don't know.
Yeah,
might be just me, but
it's very, and I usually, because, like, since then I've looked up, you know, and I've seen that people love Blair and Chuck's relationship. People are obsessed with them. Like, they love them. They're their two favorite characters in the entire show. They don't see anything wrong with Chuck. And I was like, okay, well, that's kind of weird. But after seeing this episode,
yeah,
I think that y'all need some therapy.
They, like, look at Chuck like he's, like, a prince and all the stuff he did for Blair and, like, quote their, like, relationship quotes all the time. And I've never understood it.
And it's weird because they, you know, I kind of let it slide because they were, like, based on quotes from certain seasons that, like, you know, it seemed like he was happier. But after watching even those seasons when he and Blair were together, they weren't cute quotes. It was, like, they would, like, manipulate each other for weeks and weeks at a time, and then at the end they'd like break up and like cheat on each other, and he'd be like, I guess you're the only one that I want, and that would be like the quote that they'd like hang up. And I was like, that's not poetic. Not okay. Let's not do that. They're like, oh my god, he loves you.
I don't
you.
Even I'm know like, how oh, their relationship really escalates into a relationship just from like the first episode. They really don't even have any like interactions at all either.
Yeah, it's because they were both just completely in their own head. Like, it didn't even seem like he had any feelings for her because he wanted to smash literally everybody at this school. And he was trying desperately for Nate to get in her pants. Like, he did not care about, which is weird because, I don't know, it's just, I mean, I guess that he's always been off limits. So, I mean, if that's the one thing. Chuck can be a terrible person, but he does not break bro code, I guess. Because, I mean, he does later. But
I mean, okay, at the end of the day, I really don't think Nate, like, he says he loves Blair, but no. You know, it's kind of just like a contract.
Well, it's clear. Because even at that party, like, both parties, when Serena came, he was just, there was nothing else, like, in the room. And Blair, that was, it made me so sad.
I feel so bad for Blair, like, the first season, really.
Yeah, because she just wanted some dick from Nate Archibald, which, like, we all do. And, like, it was her boyfriend of so many years. Right, she just gave him so many chances.
Her parents had just gotten divorced, and, like, this is, like, the one thing she had, really. And Serena kind of came and took that away from her. But, honestly, props to Nate for, like, telling her, because I feel like if it was any other character, they would have like found out from someone else.
Yeah, which I mean, part of that I think was just that Nate didn't care. Cause I was kind of surprised when it like went back to that shot and Nate was like just sitting on the bed like talking to her. I was like, oh, he's telling her. But then I realized I don't think that he literally, it might have even been in Nate's head an excuse to not have sex with her. He was like, I don't want to have sex with her so bad that I'd rather sit here and tell her that I cheated on her. Because he just, I don't think he had any feelings for her. He literally just wanted Serena.
I don't know what season. Because I was like rewatching later on a few weeks ago or whatever. And they ended up getting like back together for a little bit. And it just never really like came out how it was planned to be with them. Like, they really did not have the chemistry they were supposed to.
Yeah. I feel like with Nate, after the first couple of, like, episodes, he loses his substance, which anytime he'll get together with somebody, he acts like he's, like, I can never tell if it's gonna work or not, because
he doesn't have any, like, difference. Yeah, well, it also never does work. Like, he, the cops, he finds also the most random girls throughout the show that just, like, no.
Yeah. But I feel like with most of them, you can tell what, like, Serena, when she's with Dan, she seems to be happier than when she's with, like, other people. And, like, there's always something weird in Serena when she's with Nate. Like, you can tell it's not right. Like, her character has more substance, which is surprising because it's Serena. But with Nate, I feel like he acts the same in no matter who he's with, he always just acts like he's on top of the world. This man does not know the difference between women. He just, like, he's like, I want that one right now, and that's it. And then, like they'll break up with him, and he's like, oh.
He really had so much potential.
Like, other, what was the other one? She was, like,
what?
A princess or something? I don't remember. The Archduke or something?
Wait.
Who's the one he dates? He dates, like, somebody super...
I know, he dates... Okay.
I don't know what
it is. The people that I can remember that he dates, shoot. The politician that's, like, against his cousin, his, like, family member, and then he dates, like,
yeah,
that older lady, which was weird.
Oh, yeah, wasn't that, like...
And then yeah, the black girl that he dates, but that's it. That's all I can think of, and I know he dates, like, so many people.
I can't. Yeah, girl said the Archduke. I don't know what I'm thinking. Okay. I was thinking of the politician, I think, but, I remember that older lady. That's the thing, is he literally dated, like, a 40 or 50 year old woman, and there was still no difference in the way he, like, displayed his love. He was still just like, I love you. Like, he would have promposed to her. That mean, like, Nate does not know what's going on at any point.
Oh, yeah. He especially, like, so... later on, when he gets into a relationship.
I don't even know.
I feel like it's an excuse to just, like, get him out of the main storyline and, like, push him away. But also give him something to do.
Yeah. Because if he's not dating anybody, then there's some kind of scandal going on with him and Serena. So they have to get him cuffed.
At all times.
Or else there's going to be issues. Because if he's cuffed, then he's kind of, like, off to his own. I mean, obviously it's causing scandals because he always wants to date the most, like, problematic people. But he's kind of staying out of it. He's just like, I don't care if you're running against my cousin. I love you. And I'm like, dog, no.
His character had so much. I still love him regardless because he's, like, the hottest mofo I've ever seen. But, like, that's another story.
Every time he comes on the screen,
honestly, like, the first episode, I'm at a loss.
Yeah, I felt that. Yeah, I don't like, damn.
Okay. sorry.
I don't like how they brush off the fact that he has been obsessed with Serena for, like,
and it's also
his entire life.
Seeing him in You just, like, really changes my perspective of, like, him as an actor, like, and everything he's in, and, like, the fact that he's, like, so obsessed with Serena but won't talk to her. Anytime he's, like, around her for, like, the first half of the episode, he, like, avoids her, like, at the store when he, like, hides.
Straight up Joe. He literally, like, hides in the clothing rack as if Jenny isn't gonna talk to her. I was like, what are you hiding from? I've never seen You, but I understand the whole, like, thing where he's, like, a stalker. And it's weirdly accurate to the first episode because his actor does, like, his acting just looks very creepy, like, especially with, like, what I already have in my head from You. And he, like, even the scene at the hotel where he was like, this is her cell phone. And he was like, well, first of all, why wouldn't that guy take her?
It's because he's oppressed because he's poor, Lindsay. It's class struggle.
He was putting up a whole fight. He was just trying to give herself, like, return her cell phone. Yeah, and he was like, no, you're too poor to return her cell phone.
But regardless, like, he's trying to return it.
That doesn't make any. It was literally just an excuse for, like, the whole storyline to keep in, which I respect. Situation. But it was kind of funny because he was sitting there, and he was like, "Oh, there's Serena right there." And he's like, "No, don't get her. Don't." And I was like, "Dan, it's not that deep. Like, you just have something that's hers, and you have to return it. Like, it's not that big of a deal." And she was like, "Yeah, thank you for the phone." Like, thank you.
Yeah,
and he was just like, "Oh my god."
I never liked his character. It was just, like, so, throughout the whole show, though. Like, clearly, like, he just never.
I don't know. I feel like I can't trust somebody who, because he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he still was acting so suspicious. And even though I know he wasn't doing anything, because, like, I watched the show, he literally was just trying to return a phone. Like, he did it in such a suspicious way. Like, he was like, "Oh my god, don't call her over here. Don't, no." I was like, "Damn, why does it matter? She was the one who bumped into you." It's bad. I don't know. Vibes. I was just bad.
Also,
vibes
his haircut
all
was terrible. Like, all the haircuts were not.
Come on. Good. Yeah, no, they were not good. Oh, you know, okay. This is a note from Riley because I watched it with her. She was, like, half watching, but she didn't like how after their date, they were just, like, right after they pulled Jenny off of Chuck, or vice versa, like, they got back into the car, and he was just like, hell of a first date, huh? And she was like, well, I hope there can be another one. Like, Riley was like, are they pretending? Like, they're, first of all, there's a rape victim in the car with them. And they were flirting. Plus, like, what?
He just gets so gracious for someone who did not want to talk to her in the beginning of this day. Like,
yeah. He's literally been doodling her names in his notebook for the last 10 years of his life. And then he sees her at the store. He has an excuse to talk to her. And he hides in a clothing rack. And Jenny is still like, hey, this is my brother James. And he's just over there, like, the rack too. Trying on a prom dress. I was like, you look so creepy. I thought he was going to put on a hat and sunglasses. I was like, okay, you need to stop it. It's really not that big of a deal. Somebody was pointing it out to me the other day who, like, because we were watching the pilot episode, and she was like, I don't like Serena at all. And this was another person who, like, watched all of it. And I was like, really? And she was just like, didn't like Serena. Like, she didn't like her character. And I've never heard that take before.
Because I really don't know how to put it into words. Just, especially, like, coming back and then expecting Blair to think that everything's fine. Just, like.
Yeah. I mean, because when you think about it, it's hard to think of her. Because she's the protagonist, obviously. I think that it's safe to say she's the main character. And she, like, she seems to just mess everything up. Like, I think all of the problems that started in the first episode were kind of revolving around her. And it wasn't, like, I feel like she isn't likable enough to be a protagonist because she kind of is dumb in
the decisions that she makes. Whenever things don't go her way, she just, like, leaves. Mm-hmm. Like, going to boarding school after cheating with Nate, and then, like, later on in the show, she, like, runs off to Spain with one of her friends, just because, I don't even know, because she doesn't want to go to college or something. I don't really know the story there, but she just kind of, like, leaves for months at a time and then comes back and expects everyone to, like, miss her. And it's like,
yeah, she'll come back and she's like, oh, well, you guys can't make time to hang out with me. I've been gone for 6 months. Well, I'm like, well, like, you left for 6 months.
We also have a lie.
You know, you just disappeared. And I don't know. And the thing that sucks is it usually works out for her because Dan will always call back to her no matter what.
So she never really, like, changes either.
She really does not have much development.
I think I'm still mad at her because when I was rewatching it, I was on the season where, like, they're starting to go to college and stuff, and I just can't believe she would give up the opportunity to go to Brown. Like, she was just like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Like, the day class starts.
She was like, I don't want to. And I was like, and her mom was just like, was her mom?
Her mom was like, gone, right? Because her grandma was, quote, sick or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That was just a whole mess. What? She was just like,
And also, she was, like,
kept telling everybody. They were like
I'm going to find myself. That was the most annoying part about it. I was like, you're rich. You've been traveling everywhere. You've seen the entire world. How have you not found yourself yet? Like,
she thought she was going to find herself, but then she ended up just, like, bumming around for
not even a year. I don't even know if she ever even ended up going to school.
I don't know. But then it was that whole thing where she finally got the job, and then she, like, cheated with her boss. And I was like, Serena, you just fuck up everything.
Yeah, she really cannot.
Oh.
What a protagonist. What a leading lady right there.
I don't like how these kids can't even keep it in their decade. Like, her and Nate just cannot stop hooking up with people who are at least 10 years old. Yeah, I don't even know. And I am curious, how much do they really talk about her boarding school? Because she tries to make it seem in the first episode that it really did change her and she really is better. But then, like, 20 minutes later in the episode, she's drinking excessively in a public area where everybody there knows, like, she's popular. Not even popular. Popular is the word for, like, a high school. She's, like, famous in this city. to the point where she's gossip on columns and stuff. She was on later on she's in like newspapers and stuff, which I mean that's the only reason why that like puts it in perspective of how popular they are in the city, because like they're popular enough to be put in these magazines and newspapers and stuff where they're like Serena Vanderbilt. Vanderwood's in that again, and I'm like, what? Why do you care? Like, I get Gossip Girl, but like, what? But she's popular enough for that to be happening to her, but she decides to drink in a public place in Chuck's father's hotel. I don't know. Yeah, she's so just stupid. And like, get it to go. I don't know, drink in your house when there's something like Gossip Girl going on in your high school. I don't understand why you would ever leave your house.
There was a Gossip Girl at our school.
When there's spies everywhere.
Do you remember that? It was on Twitter.
Oh, really? I know that my eighth grade year, there was a Gossip Girl. But my friend made it. I was with her and she goes... Which, by the way, I don't know. I was gonna say, I don't know if she's listening to this. But she's definitely not. But she... Like, I never watched Gossip Girl until sophomore year. So... This was 7th and 8th grade. No, this was... Yeah, whatever. You get it. And she was literally Blair Waldorf. She looked just like her. What acted like just like her. It was crazy. So she, one day on spring break, she was like, we should make a Gossip Girl account. And I was like, we shouldn't. I'm not doing that. And so instead of listening to me, she just continued to make a Twitter account. And then was like, wow, I can't believe we're doing this. And I'm like, please don't drag me into this. And then didn't use it for a couple months and then brought it back. And then it caused so much drama. But basically, little story time. Okay, so I have three friends. I'm trying to tell the story actually well because we've got an audience. But there was the friend who made it and then a third friend who was, like, crazy. And I see that this, like, account is active and it's like bullying people from our school, and I was like, no, God, what is she doing? And it's kind of like dumb comments, like where they're not really, they're mean, but they're kind of funny because it's like Gossip Girl, but not funny like she's funny, like we're laughing at her because they're dumb. It'll be like, oh, like looks like you found a new lover, and I'm like, bro, we are in seventh grade, nobody talks like that. And then I see that it starts bullying the third friend who we are, me and the girl who runs the account, we're both friends with this girl. And I was like, why is she bullying our friend? Why is this happening? And so I text the girl, both of them. I'm like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but this needs to stop. And the third girl who is being bullied goes, oh no, I have the password. I'm doing it to myself.
Are you kidding me?
And I was like, why? And keep in mind, this wasn't even like on the down low, like, it was, like, a very public Twitter fight. So many people from our school were getting involved. So many people were like, I'm telling admin, this is a problem. It was, like, a thing. And this girl was just logging in between her Twitter accounts, bullying herself. And it was, like, mean things. It was like, oh, you should have tried to kill yourself or something like that. And they were like, this is not okay. We're going to admin. We're going to track the IP address. This is not okay. We're going to get this person in trouble. And the girl was like, no, that's fine. It's fine. We don't have to do that. It's fine. I'm strong. I can do this. And she literally just did it for attention. And okay, it was the craziest thing.
Imagine if she, like, I could not believe that. Something from her main account.
She's like, you're so ugly. And it was just her. Her at her. I don't know why she did that. And I hope that people at my old school hear this. And... they're like, because they would probably remember. It was kind of a big thing. And I was just sitting there the entire time. Because I felt so bad for the girl. I was like, why is friend one being so mean to friend two? And then I FaceTimed friend two. And I was like, I don't know why she's doing this. I'm so sorry. And she was like, nah, it's literally chill. Like, it's fine. I'm doing this. Like, that's, I have the password. Crazy. It's fine. And she was like, yeah, friend one is asleep right now. She doesn't even know what's going on. And I was like, dude, what's wrong with you?
Maybe she got the attention she wanted.
She did. Yeah. So I feel like it was fine. But
anything that, like, happens like that at our school, because there have been, like, I know our freshman year, there was a Gossip Girl Twitter account, and it got shut down really fast. And then our sophomore year, there was, like, that Snapchat account. I don't remember what it was called. Right, but it was right. Like, it was bad.
It was like, was oh, it yes, 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 yes. I always just remember the screenshot where it was like Eli Coyle. I don't know if you ever saw it, but it was clearly made by somebody who broke their heart. And it was like, Eli Coyle is a lying cheater. He will make you fall for him with his great music. And I was like, bro, she's like flattering you right now. But God, it was so funny.
I just feel like stuff like that never really
catches on in our school, which like, it's kind of sad because I watching it from the sidelines because I'm not really relevant enough to be on something like that. But
yeah, not me neither. Bro, I work behind the scenes. They would never know about anything. But it was wild. Like, I mean, I feel like
that was really a big deal. It had so much like graphic content.
Oh yeah, but I remember, like, it was passing periods, and I was in Spanish with Miss McMurr, and we are not allowed to even act like we have phones in that class. So I get out of that class and everybody in the hallway, like, I'm hearing it left, right, center, behind me, like, above me. It's crazy. Everybody is saying, oh my god, did you see CG Exposed, like, posted blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bro, what? Why do y'all care so much? But it was, I mean, I get it.
Right.
It's just drama. Like, people love it, but it gets shut down so fast.
Yeah, so I feel like that's a good place to end it off. Basically, don't cyberbully.
Basically, we need a new Gossip Girl account. If anybody wants to do that, Gossip just Girl. Let us know. Yo, imagine the lack of drama. They tweet every day. They're like, nothing's going on.
Yeah, I'll make it. Don't tell anyone though.
So, okay, I've gotten word that there will be one, but it's a secret.
So, that was fun.
Goodbye, viewers. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to check out Anchor.
That's enough of that. Okay, that's all. Bye.